Well, is it? He's a young man. We first tried to sign back in the summer, but obviously, if you get a 3-year deal at a Premier League club, you're not going to say yes to Rotherham, are you? So, but we've kept in touch with Sean. We've asked on several occasions if he was available, and we asked last week, and we were told there's a possibility, and obviously dialogue over the weekend with Sean. We were trying to do it Sunday, Monday, but it ended up obviously he was on the team coach on the way to Liverpool with Burnley last night yesterday afternoon when I got the okay from Sean Dyche, so we're pleased he's here.
Mm. What type of player is he? What's he going to bring to the squad?
Well, he's a left-sided defender, and he's got some wonderful qualities, so people will automatically assume that he's coming in to play left-back, but there's people that know Daniel Lafferty will tell you he can play left-sided centre-back, he can play left-back, and he can play left-side pushed a bit further on, so almost like Jack Hunt, if you like. We identified that he was a right-back, you only play Jack Hunt at right centre-back, but you could certainly play him a bit further forward, so... You know, Danny Lafferty's a boy that can, you know, he'll probably play centre mid. I've never seen him in there, but they tell me he can play in there. So he's a good player that can play a number of positions.
But as you mentioned, perhaps predominantly known as a left back. So what does it mean for Zeki Friars?
Well, nothing changes with Zeki. You know, he's here for another couple of weeks. That was always the plan. We have an option to take that towards the end of the season. And that's providing Rotherham and the player are happy, of course. Palace are quite happy to see it either way, whether he returns to them or whether he stays here. So if we're looking at left back and it's Zeki Friars or Daniel Lafferty, then it's competition for places. You know, Zeki's been there sitting on his own for a little while. We could have put Rob Mills in there, who's played that many times in the Scottish Premier League, but not for some time, other than our reserves. So there'll be some competition now for left back.
So this isn't necessarily the end of Zeki Friars' loan spell and him going back into...
No, listen, Zeki had a poor game against Millwall, against Cardiff. We can't take it, but he was 1 of 8 or 9, you know, in that first 15-minute spell in the middle of the first half that didn't perform. But if you looked at his second half against Millwall, it was probably the best he's played for us. So you have to take a balanced view when you're a manager and not go in reaction to one match or a couple of mistakes. You know, you may give the ball away too easily away at Watford, but, you know, other than that, he's done okay for us. So people can conclude what they like, and we as a management team have just got to sit back and try and make the right decisions.
A lot of fans are asking us whether or not bringing in a central defender is also a possibility for you, Steve. Is that an area that you've looked at?
That may happen today, but we're in talks with two clubs now, but two different players. We would take either one of them, but it's very difficult to get good players. Mm. You know, we would have to be bringing someone in who's capable of going into a team and making a difference. And you know, where Craig Morgan could be fit for Saturday, the chance of that's probably engine oil, no training until Monday in terms of properly. So that may be, I'm desperately keen to get a skipper back in the side because he has simply been our best defender this season. Mm. And but we're in talks now with a couple of clubs.
So Craig is 50-50 then and could feature this weekend?
Yeah, he has to train. The rules here are obviously quite simple. He has to train to his maximum tomorrow. He's made stunning progress in the last 24, 48 hours. You know, probably on Tuesday we thought this could be another week, 10 days, but the prognosis is that the medical team are right. I'm not a physician, but the head of medical has told us that there's a real chance that he could be fit. And here's how close it is. If he's not, he'll train with the group full on Monday. So you can see how close it is. But what I'm not going to do is pitch Craig in if he's 90%. We take more matches after Saturday to play. That would be irresponsible for me.
When you look back at the last few games, you've had some big ones in there. A crucial win, obviously, against Millwall. Some defeats as well. What is your key message to the team right now? What are you striving for if you are looking for improvements?
I think to cut out the individual errors. You know, we go to Wolves, and when we travel to Wolves, we've got one of the best away defensive records in the Championship. I think it was fourth best or fifth best. And but when you make individual errors, when you play against the teams that have got the quality of the Championship clubs, you get punished. So if you break down the goals from Wolves away, if you break down the goals from Watford and even the goal against Millwall, perhaps a second chance for them just before half-time and Cardiff, they're all silly, silly individual errors. So I've addressed the group this morning and spoke about just erasing these for a game. If teams cut us open and play some good football, a bit like Derby did, we scoring two or three special goals, then you hold your hands up sometimes and say, you know what, guys, they might be better than us. But I've not seen any of those teams genuinely that I think much better than us if we don't have the individual errors.
Because the other night was one of those rare occasions under your time here, Steve, that, you know, a big game at the New York Stadium that you haven't got the result you were looking for.
Well, there's a number of factors in my opinion, to the match tonight. I thought it was really flat from 7:45 7:40 I come at the tunnel, and I thought it was Paul was saying the warm up was a bit flat compared to Saturday, when he was telling me it was very good. The two Pauls, if you like, Paul Ward and Paul Rayner, and I felt it was flat in the seats as well. I thought the supporters were quiet. And
what do you think that was?
I just think there was a real hype about the Millwall game because we were next to each other on the table and what it meant, and people possibly didn't really realise we had to kick on and bring Cardiff next to us as well. But I thought we started the game terrifically. As much as I said the warm-up was poor, I think it's the best we've started a game in 5 or 6 weeks. We were really on the front foot. We scored a perfectly good goal in a second phase from Matt Derbyshire. That's another atrocious decision that goes against us. And that's the benefit of analysing it where Prozone afterwards. But then we can't just concede the goals. You can't designate people to man mark and watch them run off them and get 6-7 yards clear to put a simple header into the net. And whilst the second goal for Cardiff is offside, I've seen it reported that people are saying, well, it's onside, look at Sky. Well, the Prozone tells us that's the Sky footage was 7.6 metres behind when the pass was made. So there would be a lot of different decisions, wouldn't there, if it was 7.6 metres difference. So he was offside. But in saying that, I still think we should be more marking when we come out there, or closer to Makeda. Perhaps Adam should save it. That would be the calculation in that one. And I think in the third goal, the sloppy clearance, you know, again. And I think with the third goal, they probably got a lot of bad luck, to be fair. There's a couple of ricochets off of Kirk, and then Arnie tries to block it, and it falls to the player. So, and then we went for 10 minutes, to be fair. And we had to dig in and get them to half-time. But when you're in that situation, Rob, at half-time, this ain't going to be getting in and trying to leather people. We showed them the reasons why we think we've conceded, and we asked them for a reaction. This could go 5 or 6 to Cardiff, and you see us collapsing, but we asked for character and passion. I don't think there's anyone disputes we dominated the second half. Got a goal, got a perfectly good second goal, chopped off for another poor decision. So the best way to describe it. And I wonder what would have happened, and I'll never know the answer, but if we'd have gone 3-2 with 8 minutes to go plus added time, I think we'd have scored, because I think they were rocking at the time. But that's all with some buts and maybes in football. So I thought we played with some real dignity and pride in the second half. But in saying that, it's easy to do that sometimes when you're 3-0 down.
I asked you a couple of weeks ago whether you felt the standard of refereeing in general in the Championship had been good enough this year, and I think you said that it was poor. There's been a suggestion this week that maybe there should be an elite second tier of referees that handle the Championship. You know, you get the top names in the Premier League, whether they should be professional or whatever in the Championship, that's how important this division has become now. Is that something that you could get behind?
Listen, the day has to come when it happens in the Championship. You've got some serious football clubs in the Championship with some serious resources. And given the recent television or media rights deal that the Premier League have secured, and that falls down to the Championship, of course, but you'll have clubs in the Championship next season with parachute payments of around £15-16 million. You have to have officials that are guaranteed to be fit. You have to have officials that are guaranteed to be reviewing their footage with whoever it is on a Monday or a Tuesday after a game on a Saturday, and they don't just get sent an email and can forget about it and have a 5-minute chat on the telephone. I think those days, given the status of the Championship now, has to be over. If the Premiership is the best league in world football, the proper Championship sits 5th or 6th in world football. And we've got referees that might be working on a Saturday morning at a co-op and then turn up and refereeing a big Championship game. I know that's taking it to the nth degree, but it wouldn't be unthinkable to think that some officials may work night shift on a Friday night, have tours in the kit, and then being a massive Championship game on the Saturday. And what's a massive Championship game? Every game.
Well, we talked about Craig Morgan. Generally, how is the health of the squad right now?
Well, we've got one or two knocks, which you always have at this stage of the season. You know, Paul Green's got a little knock. Danny Ward's got a little knock. Both should train tomorrow. Both should be fine. But we're really keen to have a free week next week in terms of the main group, where we can, you know, somebody like Jack Hunt suddenly plays 3 games in 7 days when he played once with us, and previous to that hadn't played since the beginning of December. So there's a lot of benefits and added advantages to us to have a free week next week. And when you've got a free week, you need to make sure you do well on the Saturday before.
Another big game coming up this weekend, another Yorkshire derby for you, so I know you'll be looking forward to that. And you face a Huddersfield team who had a bad result in midweek.
Well, they're a bit like us, aren't they? They've been very resolute under Chris Poole, absolutely storming at home, fantastic results. But they've gone on the road a couple of times, didn't they? They've gone down to Charlton and got soundly beaten. Pooley, if he wanted one result in the season, it would have been at Charlton, given that they sacked him. Unbelievable, wasn't it? And but he went to Brentford, and a late goal and a deflection makes that look inflated, if you like. So we know we'll have to go there and be at our best to get something, but we need to be error-free. Now, when we say error-free, we just need big defensive errors to be cut out. If we do that, we have a chance.
Yeah, some managers put a lot of faith in players coming up against their old club, and you've got one or two in your squad that have played for Huddersfield in the past. Is that something you invest in at all?
Yeah, well, obviously Adam Hamill can't play. We have an agreement. People think that there's a Football League agreement that stops it. There's not. It has to be between the clubs. But we agreed it at the time that Adam wouldn't play. So that will be honoured impeccably. Danny Ward is obviously going back to Huddersfield, as is Jack Hunt, of course, who started his career there. So both lads are very fond of Huddersfield, of course, when they've had good times there and been well supported by the fans up there. But they'll want to go there and prove that they're good players, won't they?
A lot of our focus in the media has been on Millwall and the gap between yourselves and the other clubs around you and Millwall in the bottom three. Do you think that Wigan are the team perhaps to be more wary of moving forward, as they showed with that terrific win at Norwich?
Yeah, it is a terrific win, but you wouldn't be asking that question if they don't get the one win last night. And if you look over, I think, at the last 10, 11 games, us and Wigan have been probably point for point, if you like, over that thing. So they won't go away to too many in that top group and win, that's for sure. And I think last night the Norwich manager has been heavily critical of their performance. But listen, I live in the world that it looks as if Malky's gone there and set up a system and a way to play, and he knows them. And it's been very effective and we got the result. But I've never thought that Wigan have gone out of sights. I never think that Millwall have gone out of sights. I said that last week when we beat them. I don't think teams slightly above us are out of sights. You know, Fulham play on Friday evening. We don't play till Saturday. That will tell a story, wouldn't it? Do they go and push 5 points clear of us, or does it leave us to win at Huddersfield to go above them? And that's Fulham. Reading got a late point at Bolton in midweek, which is the result all of us in that bottom group wanted. And it keeps him within 4 points in both clubs. And so from that point of view, Brighton, they got a great result beating Derby. They got 3 points clear of us. We play, they don't play till next week when they play Reading. So, and both can't win. So it's exciting, but we'd rather be exciting at the top end of the table, but this year we're exciting at the bottom end.
I just wonder, because no team looks backwards, do they? Always look forwards. Are you setting a target? Because it's not unrealistic that if you could go on a good run and you could finish the season strongly, you know, a mid-table finish isn't out of the question, is it?
No, it's not. And we will determine where we finish. If we keep making the card or individual errors that we're making now, we'll never get away from where we are. And no team would. And we're a bit different to maybe some of the teams at the bottom. Some of the teams at the bottom have been outplayed. We've not been outplayed. Nobody can say we get outplayed by Cardiff. They can say we had an atrocious 15 minutes when we conceded 3 times 11 through 3 huge errors. And they would be 100% right to say that. They can't say we didn't dominate the first 20 minutes. Anybody in the stadium that time thinks this is going to be 3-0 to Rotherham. They can't say we didn't dominate the second half. We're nothing in the game at Watford, Rob. Carrie slips. There's nothing in the game in the second half. Adam throws two in. So we have to cut out the errors. When we cut out the errors, we have a chance. I believe these players can cut out the errors. They can do it. And it's just about focus and concentration.
What would be the bigger challenge? Getting this team promoted from League One within a season of getting into that level, or finishing fourth from bottom or above in this division?
Oh, this one, without a shadow of a doubt. You only have to look at the resources available to every other coach or manager in this league. This would be by far the best achievement. Noted in football, many people in football say it. But listen, I'm a believer. If you're a supporter, you don't care whether the budget's 4 million or 44 million, do you? You just want your team to compete and win football matches.
Just what is the gap, though? Because fans of other clubs say to us, well, Rotherham sign players, you've signed another one today. How can their budget be that low in this division if you're signing that many players? Just how big is the gap there?
Well, if people look at how many players we've got, you can count our squad up. We've got 21. No other club in this level has 21. Millwall come there, they got 34. Middlesbrough, 32. We keep a very, very strict limit on numbers of bodies, because number of bodies equals pay, doesn't it? That's why we can do it.